But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Right? Somebody goes down, the next person steps up and plays their ass off. That's a team. That's a team, guys. And you guys played to the standard. You played your ass off. You played tough. You played physical. You played nasty. You played grimy. All those different things to help us get our 14th win of the season, which is a franchise record.
Nobody wants to win a championship more than this guy, but today he won his 300th game as the owner of the Eagles. Jeffrey, break this team down. Yeah.
Hey, listen, this is for all you guys. We got a lot more to accomplish. 14 wins, be proud of it, but you know where our goals are.
There it is, locker room yesterday as the Eagles win their 14th game of the season. Yeah. Sirianni starts it off. How about Howie jumping in there? Game
Howie.
Ball to Jeff Lurie. That's the 300th
Howie's
win.
Howie's a good dude, man. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm saying that from the perspective of watching him grow and become the GM that he is.
Incredible GM.
Yeah, an incredible GM. A very, very personable guy. This is not a slight to Joe Banner in any way, but the Eagles always had a good organization, the way that they did things, and Joe Banner was a part of that, but it just feels different with this team. You know, and I was talking to some guys that actually were a part of, you know, Howie becoming a GM and this regime and everything. It's a different feel, man. It's always felt like family, but it feels a lot different now.
Well,
than it ever did in the past.
It has a great feeling around it. They have a great culture. And it's in the roster. I mean, look, yesterday, I don't know how much people were locked into the game yesterday. We could be honest. The game.
No, nah, nobody locked in the game.
Yeah, it had a preseason feel. But you know what? It was another feather in Howie's cap in a small way.
Yes.
His second and third stringers
beat a Giants team that, I mean, there's a lot that goes into this. So don't get it twisted. I understand that. But for the most part, they had the starters out
yes,
there.
Yes, they're an NFL team. A bad one. I mean, a really bad one. But an NFL team, and the Eagles didn't just beat them. They were favored. Like, people, the expectation was the Eagles, their third-string quarterback yesterday, Tanner McKee, who I'm sure a lot of people out there now want to be the second-string quarterback, he had a big game. As most teams' third-string quarterbacks can't play. Like, when that guy has to come in, the ball doesn't get thrown to receivers on time.
Hot garbage.
Right, hot garbage. The Eagles have the opposite of that. They have a third-stringer some people believe could play in this league. That's a testament to Howie. 215-592-9494. And obviously, Lurie, 300 wins with him as the owner. And that was win 50 yesterday for Nick Sirianni in his 4 years when you include
50.
The postseason. That's a good. That's a heck of a start to a four-year career.
It's crazy.
215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones here. What are you feeling this morning as we now, it's all set. We'll go over the NFC field later. We know the Lions got the one last night. Vikings dropped to the five. We'll go over the NFC field, and we know Sunday at 4:30 right here in Philadelphia, the Packers are coming in. Not your typical seven. And I'm excited. I believe the Eagles are going to win the game, but the more the day goes on, I got some nerves. I
mean, trepidation.
I'm nervous. I mean, like, I can't hide from it. I'm going to have nerves until they kick this thing off Sunday. Hugh's excited. Kyle, in an upset, is also plant-based. Where do you come down? Excited or plant-based? Craig is up. What's up, Craig?
We loading up and trucking.
Sound like someone wants to get on this bus. Yeah, dog, what's up, Craig?
Hey, what up, fellas? Hey, man, I don't get to call y'all that much, man. It's so great to talk to y'all. Hugh, man, yo, you a mess, man. You cracked me up, bro.
Appreciate that.
Hugh, you know they got this thing called Amazon Prime, bro. All you got to do is go on there and tell your the next day, man.
Listen, great, Craig. Let me tell you what happened.
The drones now delivering those things.
I did go to Amazon Prime, right? And I found the jacket for $50, right? I found the coat.
Yes,
nice
bad.
One.
Yeah.
I won't get it till next Wednesday.
No, you got to expedite that shipping.
I tried to figure. I don't know how to do that because I was looking.
You got to pay more. I don't know if you want to do
see,
that.
Because I was right at the line with $50. Like you know what I mean? I saw this one coat I liked though, but it was like $1,000. We know we weren't paying for that.
I'm working on it. I searched big guy winter coat. I'm sorry, I'm helping you out here. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, you gotta buy that thing just like what Joe said, bro. You gotta buy that coat right in the fall, man. Don't buy it and wait till the winter because you ain't gonna never find it.
I mean, but I came up though because it was like $50. It was a $50 coat.
Shit.
That ain't bad.
Right. Yeah. Hey, look, another shout out real quick, man. Look. Just so y'all know, man, my brother, you know, Bruce, man. Bruce, they called y'all from D.C. Hey, man, that's my big bro, man. I know he on hold, too. Just to let y'all know. I didn't know if y'all knew that.
Okay. I know, Craig. Yeah, you guys are great callers.
Yeah, we born and raised in Philly. We Southwest Philly. Don't get it twisted. We might be down in D.C., but we get it in, brother.
Can't stand that Bruce guy.
Everywhere we go down here, brother. But, hey, listen, Joe.
They just
come
updated.
On, man.
Look how
they
come to the 28th, dog.
Your co-star comes to the 28th. You got to cancel that thing, man. I mean, come on.
Oh, you in trouble, bro.
Hugh, by the time you order the coat, we're going to be down in New Orleans.
Yeah,
it's going to be warmer down there.
I'm going to have to send this
one
back,
yeah,
dog.
Come on. I'm going to order you a coat right now. I'll expense it to the company. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, Joe, listen, man. No, come on, man. The nervousness, you know, don't worry about it, bro. Listen to this, man. Did you see Washington? Listen, they almost blew it to a trash Dallas team yesterday. We got Green Bay. Green Bay's quarterback got hurt. We got their main receiver got hurt. He may not even play. You know, it's nothing to be worried about. What I am concerned about though, Joe, is that damn. It's just like what Kyle said earlier. That damn kicker. Mm. Listen, man. Elliott got to get it together, man. Because I'm telling you, man, one field goal could cost you a game, especially in the playoffs, man. We got to get out of this mess with him. I don't know what's wrong with him, man. He keep missing field goals. Every little thing like that is going to kill you in the playoffs. You know, I like the way one bright spot from yesterday was definitely seeing Goddard. Goddard was out there like a beast. He was in beast mode. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he'd been rested.
I know y'all saw that.
He was rested.
he was doing work. So, you know, I think we're going to be full blast, man, with him and Calcaterra. And, you know, we just got all of our weapons healthy. Yeah, I want Saquon to get the record. It would have been nice to see. But, you know, now thinking back, man, listen, ain't nothing like rest, man. Especially, like I said, when you see with them teams that had to play all their starters yesterday, what they went through, the punishment they took and the injuries, man, it is just going to be a blessing for us, man. And listen, man, the way I want to see it, like I said, it's going to line up perfectly where we could have an NFC championship here. You know, if Minnesota could get their stuff together and somehow go up there and beat Detroit, hey, we could have the NFC championship here in Philly.
We could. I mean, that would be the best path. I mean, bunch. Craig, if we can get that game here, that's a game changer. Craig, man, good phone call. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, Hugh, you made a mistake on this coat business. I mean,
dude, I'm looking right now. And it's always like the ones I want. Like, I found another one for about $30. But it's like, I ain't got
but
my
didn't
sign.
We already try this $30 thing for coats?
I mean, this was pretty. This one looks pretty warm.
No, you got to go down the. That see that coat I had on yesterday at the pregame? That's
yeah.
You got to get one of those.
That coat, that's way too much money. I be spending money. I ain't in Ike pocket. Like, if you listen, don't text me talk about being bought. But I wear nice ass clothes though. I would be wearing some nice ass clothes.
Well, I'm just trying to stay warm. All right, 215-592-9494. Nervous, excited. Where do you come down for this playoff week? I have nerves. I mean, I'd be lying, everyone, if I said no nerves at all. I have them. Look, the Eagles should win the game. They're the better team. They're at home. They're favored. I think they're going to win the game, but I have some nerves. So our last caller, Craig, there brought up a couple of reasons to have some nerves entering the week. And let's start with the quarterback. Then we'll get to the kicker. So Craig mentioned that Jordan Love, the Packers quarterback, did come out of the game yesterday. It was a weird injury. He was shaking out his hand. Now, they said he's fine. Like, he could have went back in if the game had meaning, and they chose to just be precautious about it. I'm guessing that's probably right. We'd probably have some sort of report if he was really hurt. So I'm guessing he's going to play. All right. But is our quarterback fully healthy? Is our quarterback ready to roll? Kyle mentioned earlier he's going to throw like 12 snaps in a month. Let's hear yesterday. This was kind of an odd interaction after the game. Nick Sirianni being asked about Jalen Hurts and if he was part of whatever they did on Saturday before the game on Sunday. Here's Nick Sirianni.
Was Jalen present at the walkthrough yesterday?
Was he present at the walkthrough?
Yeah, was he there?
Yeah.
Does that represent a progression in the program?
Hey guys, I mean, he's progressing through the protocol. We've talked a lot about that, so yeah, no, you'll keep. And I respect your guys' question. I'm going to answer them all, but yeah, he's progressing through the protocol.
Hugh, what do you make of that? I mean, this is they just won a game. The backups played. They're going to the playoffs as a 2 seed. It's not a day you would think the coach is going to be frustrated with the line of questioning, right? It's not after a loss. It's not after a big loss. It's almost like a fun celebratory day, and yet he's kind of annoyed at the Hurts questions.
I think partly because he wants to be closely guarded when you're talking about this, because this is a sensitive subject. So I think that's what it was. And he didn't want to, you know, there's been a lot of times where coach says something and we pick it apart and because he says he talks all willy nilly.
Yeah.
I think he was just trying to be closely guarded at that time. I hear what you're saying. My radar wasn't up on him being nefarious in this situation.
So part of why my radar was up, and I think, Kyle, you were on with Buzz on Friday when he had his press conference Friday. Now, I heard a little bit of the clips later. It seemed like this is a carryover from the end of last week where he's just kind of annoyed at having to answer questions about Hurts' protocol.
Yeah, I mean, but at the end of the day, it is a little bit alarming, right?
Yes.
Is this going to... because I keep thinking about Tua and how long it took for him to come out. I know he has a history, but it just sort of speaks to how long this thing can drag out, like if it's that severe. So I know Sirianni would never answer this question, but I would like to know, is he progressing through the protocol or does this man still have a concussion today?
Does he still have symptoms, right? Like, yeah. I mean, it's one thing if he just hasn't checked every box, but he's fine. And it's another if he still has some sort of symptoms here. That's worrisome. Here's what I know. The way he answered that question was very odd. The literal way he answered it. Yes, he was present. All right, cool. I mean, you're probably present at work right now. I mean, you're probably present in your home right now.
Barely.
I'm present here, right? Hugh's present here.
Somewhat.
Sometimes. But like, yeah, it doesn't mean you're active. Doesn't mean you...
I'm distraught. I'm distraught today.
It's about the code?
Well, it's
a lot going on.
Hugh came in here with a lot of stuff going on.
And Hugh Douglas just keeps working.
Hugh was distraught about everything except the Eagles' chances to beat the Packers. Every single thing. 215-592-9494. All right. The other concern in terms of the roster right now, obviously we hope Jalen is ready to go physically and can get through this game the whole time. The other thing, and this one is just, it's been a year-long thing, is the kicker isn't very good this season. Jake Elliott missed again yesterday. All right, so let's look at where he ranks, and then we'll hear Sirianni. So as the season comes to a close, we have Jake Elliott clocking in at 77.8% on his field goals this year. That's like a 1980s, 90s percentage for kickers.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
It stinks. It's like 24th out of 29th, regular kickers this year. Kyle, let's hear Sirianni after the game.
Hey, football fans. For those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
That's right. Asked about Elliott missing.
Jake missing that field goal, I mean, in the context of the kind of season he's had, is that a cause for concern, like, going forward?
I came out and made two after that, again, it was, we didn't lose any faith in him. He went out and ripped two that we needed right after that, so, nah, it happens in this game.
Where are you at on Jake Elliott? It happens, or,
I'm not... The first one he missed, that was a little bit concerning, but I'm not putting up the red flag. I mean, he just had a rough one. It's going to probably be windy out this Sunday, too.
It's going to be cold and windy.
But as we progress through this, now I've seen kickers do this, kind of like pitchers. You know, like they have these rocky games, mm-hmm. and then when you need them the most, that's when they kind of come through for you. But listen, I look at it like this. The gauntlet that we potentially are going to run, man, we better be scoring a whole lot of touchdowns You know, I know the field, like kicking field goals and extra points and all those other, the extra points is cool, but yeah, we better be scoring a whole lot of touchdowns.
Can I make a suggestion for this coming Sunday? Can we, like you just said, can we score touchdowns and be up in this game and not have it be close? So Brandon McManus, the kicker for the Packers, is 95.2% on field goals this year. Meanwhile, Jake Elliott's 77.8. Can we please not let this come down to a field goal Sunday? Because I don't like those numbers, Kyle. I want to make sure we're up a touchdown or two so I don't have to worry about this.
One of the biggest reasons that I'm nervous heading into this postseason. I mean, the line for the, I know it's moving more toward the Eagles, but if we have to go through Minnesota and then Detroit, you know these point spreads and these games are going to be close. They're going to be one score games,
definitely.
Whether 2 points, 3 points, like a field goal is going to matter at some point during this Eagles postseason run. And I'm sorry, I don't have confidence in the kicker right now.
Well, and then the last time when they won the Super Bowl 7 years ago, Jake Elliott was money, right? I mean, the Super Bowl hitting the kick he hit. I mean, like, they're going to need him at some point. 215-592-9494. We got a 14-win team. They're the 2 seed. Are you plant-based? Are you excited, nervous? Where do you come down? Bruce, we just heard from Bruce's brother. Bruce is now up here on WIP. Hey, Bruce.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning and Happy New Year's. I know it's been a minute since we talked, and I finally got my brother up here because he's not going into his workstation. He's working from home today.
Oh, how about that?
No, that's cool.
Because the snow?
Yeah. We probably got about 5 inches on the ground. I mean, I'm like in weather shock because I just got back from L.A. like 3 days ago. I'm like, damn, now it's snowing.
That's a big difference for sure, Bruce. All right, Bruce, what are you feeling on the Eagles?
Hey man, look, man, I'm a carnivore all the way, man. You worry too much, Joe, man. I think you worry about things.
That's who
you know,
I
like
am,
those...
Bruce. I mean, what am I? Yeah. I can't change me. I need you to help me out here.
Well, I can't. Let me just say this because you know you said something earlier that I disagreed with, and this is real critical. About Green Bay having game tape on us since we played this in week one.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the reason why that's a non-issue. First of all, we were a different team then. We were a different team offensively and defensively in game one. You know, we were just gelling under the new coordinators. And if they're gonna bank on that particular game as a measuring stick to plan, it's gonna be a really big mistake. I hope they do. Because they're going to be the results are going to be drastically different. Now, you know, to that point, you know, the other issue here is being prepared. Like I said, defensively, we're ready to go. We got all of our weapons in place. I'm worried about the whole Jalen thing and why they're being so. Tight-lipped about that, but if that's not going to be an issue, like my brother said, I'm worried about this kicking thing. I don't know. They really need to fix that and get that together. But I just don't see anything being an issue going forward as far as getting a victory with Green Bay.
So, look, Bruce, I think it's a good point you bring up. It was so long ago. I mean, I don't know how much they're even going to go back and look at it. I mean, they'll look at it. They'll use it. But the teams have changed, right? I mean, you go back to week one, Avante Maddox is the slot. Cooper DeJean's not even on the field. I mean, they were throwing the ball way more than they do now. Now we're more of a run team. So there is a lot different between the teams, you know, now and then, for sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, they're not going to get that much on the ground, so they are going to have to throw the ball. Now, here's another thing. After looking at that game last night, I'm hoping Vangio gets some good takeaways on being able to put together some more exotic blitzes. I know we don't blitz that much, but, man, that game last night, I mean, it was a showcase of aggressive defensive play calling and hopefully they'll take some things away from that just in case if we do have to do something different on defense. But I just think overall we're gonna have a great day to shut down these damn DC fans. Look on my social media, that's all they talk about. I said, man, those guys couldn't even enjoy the victory, and I'm so sad that we can't get DC in the first round. But you know they're going to be on the couch, and we're going to be moving forward to the next game. Right? We're going to be straight.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I think the Commanders could beat the Bucs. We'll see. Bruce, we appreciate the phone
call.
It's
going to be a good game.
That's a Sunday night game next Sunday.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking rookie quarterback, Coach Bowles, defense. But I can see why people think that the Commodores might have a chance to win. I can see
I mean, Daniels does. You're right. It is a rookie quarterback on the road, first playoff game. Daniels doesn't come off, though, as a rookie quarterback.
No, he doesn't.
He comes off a little bit different than most rookie quarterbacks. Maybe it's because he played in college for so long. Let's go to Bam in Upper Darby. Hey, Bam.
Bam.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's going on?
Bam. What's up, buddy?
Not much. How you?
We're good. I mean, we got a playoff week here, Bam. We're ready to roll.
Yeah, listen. I was telling John Johnson, but he told me to tell y'all about it, right? I'm going on a cruise the Super Bowl weekend, right? So, Hugh.
Yes.
Once you get to New Orleans, maybe you could hit Jamaica, meet me in Jamaica, and get on a cruise with us and celebrate the Super Bowl.
There we go. I think this is a great idea.
You know, I do have some time off. We'll see.
Yeah.
Jamaica, though.
Jamaica. You hop on the cruise, you meet him in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yep.
Some time off.
Yep. But I'm sorry. I'm agreeing with Kyle today. Kyle, I'm agreeing with you today.
Unbelievable, Bam. Unbelievable. So you're plant-based, too. You're nervous.
Yes, I'm very nervous. Very nervous. Jalen hasn't played since week, 15? 16?
16, yep.
Yep. So I'm kind of very nervous. But, I mean, let's go Birds anyway. I mean, we're gonna beat the pack up. We're gonna take the cheese heads.
Well, they're favored too, and they should, Bam. And they should. Bam, go ahead, Bam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before I leave, I told Kyle I got a surprise coming for y'all.
What do you got?
Ask Kyle.
All right, Kyle, he's got a surprise for us. All right, Bam, we'll look into the surprise as Kyle's digging deep into his notes to find that surprise. Are you going to meet Bam in Jamaica?
No.
What do you mean, no? Man, he just told him maybe.
I said maybe, but, I'm not going nowhere, man. I ain't even got a coat. But I'm going to go to Jamaica.
You don't need to go to Jamaica.
You probably won't need it in Jamaica.
Yeah, that's actually the best place for you right now. I'm just saying, you got invited. I mean, I didn't get invited. Kyle didn't get invited.
All types of places, man.
I hope you have fun down there, man.
Yeah, did you notice that we didn't get an invitation? It wasn't like the show.
You know what?
Listen. Meet me.
Like, seriously, Bam. One thing at a time. Because now I'm starting to seriously wrap my mind around riding this damn bus.
Oh, we're so close.
With all these hooligans.
Three wins away from a bus trip to New Orleans.
This thing might go down, man. And I'm like, damn, it's a long-ass bus trip.
You know what? I think it's going to start to feel real Sunday at about 8 o'clock when they beat the Packers. And it's like, we're two wins away from the Super Bowl. Like, it's really
real. And then everybody's going to be scrambling, trying to figure out how we're going to do this and where we're leaving from and all the luggage and all. Yeah. I'm starting to.
Yeah, one thing at a time here. I mean, you're still trying to order a coat. I mean, the coat thing is really a mess.
No, and see, listen, everybody, because everybody's now to my Amazon Prime. Okay, I know that, I'm an Amazon Prime member. But see, here's the dilemma, because there's a lot more to this story than I've given you. But
is
since
there
now,
really?
Yeah, because now people talking about chiming, you can get one the next day. The coat that I ordered, I'm real particular.
Oh boy.
About what I like, and it has to be in my price point.
And what is that?
$60. So I've been coming in kind of low on the price point.
He doubled his price point from last time.
And so this is the problem. It all depends on the coat that you want, whether or not you can get it immediately.
You and also you can ask to expedite the shipping, but sometimes they charge you like $15 or $20 just to get it here.
Yeah, see, that's outside my price range.
Okay. This is more of a you problem than Amazon. You know this, right?
So what I did. So now the coat that I ordered that I like, that's when I can get on the 12th. So now I have to go back in and find two things I got to do. I got to find a coat in my price point, and I also got to find one that I can get this week.
Yeah.
So I think I found one.
You're in trouble.
I think I found one.
Okay.
We'll see.
Trying to get your cake and eat it, too.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. It really is.
Greedy.
It is.
This is what I'm doing. And it's like it's going to come together.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not sold. 215-592-9494. All right, back to your phone calls here on the playoffs. Excited, what's the feeling as you wake up this morning? Excited, nervous? What are you feeling as the Eagles get set to open up the postseason against the Green Bay Packers? After we talk to Merrill Reese, we'll get to all your phone calls. I'm sure he's very excited for some playoff football. Merrill's first thoughts on the playoffs, the NFC field, and the matchup coming up against the Green Bay Packers. That's next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The action is heating up on the playoff season at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. You can bet overs or unders and point spread or player props like passing or rushing yards. New ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can get $10 to get $100 in bonus bets. You can bet $10 to get $100 in bonus bets and unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up to promo code Radio100 to get started today. Odds and lines subject to change. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.